Bogeyman.
That's what I am.
I'm here to do whatever I can.
Late afternoon, or at midnight, we're here for you.
Shake, shake, shake. Yeah, man. Boy, did I dodge a bullet last night. I just got a text. Took Trey and Anna down to Chili's.
Really?
Yesterday evening.
Yeah.
Boys were there. Toby, Marcy, Kazi, Stoney.
Everybody.
I escaped it. 6:45. And I just got a note from Toby. He got home at 1:30.
Huh.
Good for you, Toby. Hope you feel good. That was a good decision by me. I actually went home and went to bed at 9. I was in bed at 9.
Really?
Yeah. Not the rest of my family. But I was in bed at 9. So I dodged a bullet. I feel good today. Good to see you, Woodrow. Coming off one amazing trip for Dartmouth Golf. So you know the story I told you, going down, we got delayed, missed our flight. I had to drive 10 hours through the night. We pulled in there at Savannah at 7:30 in the morning, played the tournament, flew back to Burlington, landed, and I look out the window. I'm like, oh, my God, it's a blizzard. I had parked the van outdoors up there. It's the reason we flew out of there.
What day was that?
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
We landed 11:30 at night. I went to the van. The kids got the luggage. Everything was frozen solid. No scraper. I mean, like an inch of ice on the windshield.
Yeah.
I've got like a little mint can. I'm scraping the windshield. No gloves. Freezing. Got on the highway. It was going 12 miles an hour. I drove 1 mile. I said, we can't do this. They can't do this. This is not safe. We sat in the rest area for over an hour. Like, they don't even plow the roads up there. Like, I don't understand that. What if there was an emergency?
Right.
I literally dropped the kids off. We landed at 11:30 in Burlington. I dropped the kids off at 3:15 in the morning. We got home finally. Once I got out of the snow, like half hour, then it was just winds were blowing like 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, throwing y'all.
Yeah, and that big van, that big Mercedes van. Yeah, it was a trip to remember for the kids.
Because that trip down through there, there's no good areas.
Yeah, no, it was just, and I'm thinking, I should have spent the extra money and flew into Manchester, because we plow the roads, right? That doesn't happen in New Hampshire.
No?
It doesn't happen. It doesn't. I don't know how you guys do that over there in Vermont. Like, when do they plow? When the storm ends?
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, I guess. I noticed there a little bit. You know,
I felt like I was in Montana. It was like snow drifts. Like, there's no lanes. You know, it was literally could not see more than
on a defense, 50 feet. On a defense form.
Yeah.
And it's the same way as New Hampshire. There's not enough plowers anymore.
Not enough guys to do it?
Yep.
Like referees?
Yep.
All right, well, so what are we going to do? Just say, oh, well?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But.
I don't know. I just found it different. I was trying to explain to the kids. Of course, they were so tired. They slept the whole time. But I'm like, this isn't how it normally is, guys. Like, okay. You know, I did tell them, though. I said, you know, I gathered them up on practice. I said, listen, I know that was a lot. And I know you thought it was going to be a great adventure and you guys were all in on it. I said, but the bottom line here is I would never do anything to put you kids in harm's way, right? I go, if I couldn't have done anything that I did, it wouldn't have happened. And so I just want you to know that in case your parents are nervous. Like, it's just, that's just the way it is. And even I said, coming home from Burlington, I literally was on there for 1 mile and getting to a rest area. I wouldn't even driven alone. If I was alone, I wouldn't have driven.
Right.
Let alone the kids.
Well, it's tough, you know, in a snowstorm like that, you're tired and then flakes coming at you and the light.
Yeah, you know what? All the driving I did, I never got tired.
Yep.
I didn't. I just put the Diet Coke to me and play my music and crank it up. And so, whatever, we got through it. Let's go through some high school stuff quicker. Well, we got a couple things we should mention. Buddy Ball, Buddy Tevens. So Dartmouth has decided to name the football field after him.
Nice.
It's going to be Buddy Tevens Memorial Field, I believe, up there at Dartmouth, which is an amazing honor. He well deserved. He deserves it. I'm going to miss the opening ceremonies. I think Greg said it's March 18th. I'm going to be on spring trip. So, and the public can go to that. If you want to go to that ceremony, it's you can go to dartmouthathletics.com. You could find it and get tickets or register. I don't know how it plays out. But, yes, they're going to honor Buddy Tevens and his family. And that's a great honor for his family. He did so much for so many kids up there, even for me and all the coaches, too. Like, he was our mentor. And, you know, if I ever had problems, I just went and saw Buddy. Like, you know, what do I do? How do I get out of this? How do I treat this kid? You know, and honestly, for all the coaches, and I said it more than once, and I said it in front of Buddy one time, and he waited for me in the hallway, and I said, if you ever want to recruit, if you have a recruit on the fence, when he comes to town, bring him to Buddy Ball, because he is Dartmouth.
Really?
The best one I had was Brandon Wu. We were doing the show on a Saturday morning. Yeah. Brandon ended up going, he was a Deerfield Academy kid, he ended up going to Stanford, won a national title. And I know you remember this, but when he left town, he was driving down 91. And I said, listen to the show. I go, the greatest golfer who's never come to Dartmouth driving down 91. And he sent me a text. Thank you, coach. Well, when Brandon showed up, I ran into Buddy Ball. And it wasn't on purpose, but it seemed like it was. It was outside the floor. And he starts talking to Brandon. He goes, where'd you go to school, son? He goes, Deerfield Academy. Really, what dorm you live in? He goes, that's the dorm I lived in. And then they started, like it was crazy. Like if Brandon wasn't Stanford worthy, he would have came to Dartmouth just on Buddy Ball alone, you know. So that's a great honor for Buddy. Then on the other end of the stick, we say goodbye to Chuck Honeywell, passed away on Wednesday night. I got a text from Andy Thursday morning. I went over to the house Thursday to see Mrs. Honeywell, and 88 years old, just, you know, I called him part of the big four. He was the last of the big four. You had Begonzi, Metcalf, Stretch, and Mr. Honeywell, really, for us around here, were the big four. Just a great family man, amazing with kids. You know, he gave his whole life to education and kids. You know, he has, you know, their families, the Honeywells, they, you know, they all played sports. They all did the right thing. Never a Honeywell in trouble, right? They get to sleep with both eyes closed, the Honeywell parents. So that service will be next Saturday. I think the viewing's Friday night at Ricker and the service. So we say goodbye to, you know, I was thinking about it too. Like, you know, he coached us and we played against him in high school. He coached Hanover High basketball.
Yep.
Then he went on to coach Lebanon baseball. And I'm sure he coached baseball at Hanover as well. And he coached us in Legion. And I was thinking about it. Like, everybody called him Stinger or Chuck. Yeah. I called him Mr. Honeywell.
Yeah.
I called Mr. Metcalf, Mr. Metcalf. I called Coach Begonzi, the Coach Begonzi, or Biggie. And I called Stretch, Stretch. He was the only guy I called by the first name.
Yeah.
But I called Mr. Honeywell. I don't know. Did you do the same? What'd you call Mr. Metcalf?
Mr. Metcalf.
Yeah. See, everybody called him Lang.
Yeah.
I never get that. Like, hey, Lang, can I go back in the game? I'm like, what? I mean, that never entered my mind, honestly.
Right.
And, I mean, I grew up in the Metcalf's household, for crying out loud. You know, they lived three houses down from me. He was Mr. Metcalf, and so was Mr. Honeywell. He was always Mr. Honeywell to me. And so that'll be a big gathering next weekend. Like, I'll tell you that. He coached, I don't know, 40, 50 years.
Yeah. I mean, he was a great coach.
Yeah.
Had him in baseball, you know, and more than that, he was a great guy.
Oh, he coached you in baseball?
Yeah.
When you guys won the state title?
No. Legion.
Yeah, Legion ball. Yeah. Same with us. Yep. So high school sports, let's get right after it. Kearsarge girls are in the finals today in basketball down at Keene State playing number 2 Hopkinton at 5 o'clock. Hopkinton won both affairs. Kearsarge boys lose in the semis to Conant the other night, 35-30. Conant, I believe, is 19-1. Their only loss came to Kearsarge a couple weeks ago, 28-26 barn burner. Like, that's just laughable. But
are we stalling?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. 28-26, high school basketball game. But anyways, great season for Nate down there. Big turnaround from the season before. Gets to the semis. Had to play the number 1 team. Mascoma got beat this week. Greg said I wasn't here for that. I didn't realize that. They had a good regular season. They got knocked out in the semis by St. Thomas, I believe. What else we got going
on? That was quite a game. The game before that, I believe in the quarters.
For Mascoma?
Yeah. I think that was one where they were losing with 3 seconds to go and heaved it up from half court and it went in.
Did they really?
Give them the win.
Wow. Yeah, good season out there. Yeah. Get to the semis. Hanover's number two. They're still in the regular season. Pelham's number one. We got Hartford basketball. First time in 40 years headed to Barrie. Semifinals. Big win last night. They play number four North Country on Monday, I believe. 95 years since the last state title for Hartford. They're marching. You got games. Lebanon out of the tournament at 6-12, Greg said. So today you got number two Thetford playing BFA, number three White River Valley playing Richford. So those two could play each other this week in the semis. Number seven Rivendell at Grace Christian. Windsor girls are number two, Thetford girls number four, White River Valley girls number five, Woodstock 13, Rivendell 11. Woodsville loses last night in the quarters. Hanover's 13-5 on the girls' side. Hartford's number seven seed, 13-7. Hockey, Leb Raiders 12-6, 4 seed. Host Dover next Saturday. Hanover's regular season, I think, ends today. They're going to be a 4 or 5 seed. Hartford boys, number four seed, play Woodstock on Wednesday at Hartford. Hartford girls hockey, number two, play Stowe. Hanover regular season still hosting Brady today. Woodstock girls, number three, plays Middlebury. If both Hartford Woodstock win, they play each other in the semis. Stevens wins the bowling title again.
Really?
Yep. Congratulations to the Cardinals down there. And that's pretty much it, is what I have for high school. And I get all this from Greg sitting out in my truck. So if you have any more to add, call the show at 843-8623. And if you have anything else to...
When, you would know this, when was the last year that Lebanon's never made the tournament?
Mm, 1841. I don't know. I don't ever remember Lebanon not making the tournament. I don't know.
Me neither.
I don't know.
I'm not, I mean, you run into it. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, every 100 years you run into it. Yeah. I don't remember. I never thought about it. You're right.
We've had a few in the quarterfinals.
Hey, look at the Patriots and the Red Sox. It happens.
Yeah, it does. Right.
First year coach. He won 6 games.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, I never see him play. I don't know what he's dealing with.
I know. We don't know any of the kids. We graduated finally at age 60, whatever we are. All right, listen to the buzz. Rich and Woodrow, 843-8623. Give us a call. All right, welcome back to the buzz, Rich and Woodrow. So Sam reading this here. Tiger Woods is going to date Giselle. I don't see that happening.
Come on.
Why would you do that? That's a double bogey on both sides. All right.
Who is it?
Good morning. This is Jaden Poirier calling again with the Hartford High School golf team.
What's happening, Jaden?
Nothing much. How are we doing this morning?
Great. How much money you raised?
We're over 21,000 now of our so creeping up on our goal. So it's been good.
So your goal's 22,000?
23, just about, just a little bit over that.
Yeah. Wow, good for you. Hartford High Golf going to what? What's it called? The team championship in Texas this summer? Anybody want?
Yep, the national championship in Frisco, Texas in July.
Wow, good for you. So what's been the biggest moneymaker for you?
So our coach was extremely helpful putting this silent auction together, which is actually up and running now. We're featuring a ton of like foursomes with carts to some of the top courses in the area, like Burlington Country Club, Country Club of Vermont, Queechee Country Club, the Queechee Club. So it's been good. That's raised a bunch so far, and it's just helping us get to our goal pretty quickly here. So it's been good.
So how do you get on the site?
So the site is 32auctions.com/HHS Golf.
Oh, that's pretty complicated for an old people like myself. Say that again.
And then link to that page. We also have a donation page where you can make just a regular donation if that's what you'd rather do.
So how many rounds is this tournament?
So it's three days of the actual tournament. We're fundraising to go down a day prior, play a practice round, and then play the 3 days in the tournament on July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Wow. Good for you. All right. Well, the word's out. Good for you. You're going to raise that easy. You already raised $21,000. You only need...
Yeah, we're right around the corner.
You're right there. If not, just have your father kick it in. All right, man.
I'll see what he can do.
Okay. Thanks
all
for
right,
the call.
Thank you very much.
Yep. There you go. Hartford High. Headed to the National. I never even heard of that tournament. Must be something new.
Yep.
Okay, so let's get to the... It's baseball season, unfortunately, people, so we are kind of forced to talk Red Sox now. I know Bob and Woody beat it to death all winter, but here we sit. So Devers is speaking out. He can't speak English?
No.
How is that possible?
Exactly.
That doesn't make sense to me. Like, he's in America. He's playing in MLB. Like,
listen, there's a lot of them that can't.
He must be able to speak some English.
So why, Japanese, Chinese, we get them. They all got their translators. That's why I said we have to make the dugout bigger.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, it's a little different from Chinese guys. Because they don't really know they're coming over here. Like, it's not like we have an overflow of Chinese baseball players in MLB. We have a few. It's different. I'm just going to say it's different. Like, Devers knew he was going to play Major League Baseball since he was 4 years old.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, just, he's got to learn some English.
This is what I say. You get drafted, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to sign you for $10. This is in your contract. With that $10, you're going to learn English.
He has to know some English. I was stunned to hear the interview. But you know what? It might not be a bad thing that he can't. Because he might have a lot to say.
We were working down in Westlake. The boss, Tim Estes, comes down.
Yeah.
And I've been around all these guys for weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. I have talked to him. So we had a meeting, we're walking out, and Tim asks him a question. I don't speak English.
Yeah, no English.
Yeah. So we start walking out, and I go, hey, have a good weekend. They said, you too.
Yeah.
I said, Tim, they know what you're saying.
Yeah.
They just choose not to.
Right, yeah. That's not a bad option, though. I wish I had that option a few times.
But.
A week.
There's, I listen to EI
so
in
do
the
I.
mornings
so
on
do
the way
I.
to work.
Me too. Yep.
Number one, their big thing was we don't have a leader. Okay? What are we going to do for a leader? Number one, you don't make a leader. A leader is a leader.
No, you either are one or you're not.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't make one.
But you don't have to be a captain to be a leader.
Right.
Let's make that clear.
Right.
Because I think people get confused with that. I tell my kids that on my team all the time. Just because you're not the captain doesn't mean you can't be a leader.
Right.
But how's Devers going to lead if he can't speak English?
That's the whole thing. How does Devers lead when he can't speak English?
50 homers and stop making an error every other game.
Yeah.
That'd be a good start. Trevor Story's going to have to be the leader.
There's no leaders. If they were leaders and they already been on the team, they would have showed up. How long did it take Turner to to become the leader.
A week.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
Yeah. No, it's true.
And Devers is coming out, front office. They knew what we needed. They didn't get anything. Okay? Those are short-term talking.
But they,
we have got a virus in our team already right now. You're not going to escape. We're not going to be good, but this virus just knocked you back.
What's the virus?
The virus is he's saying we didn't get what we need.
Right. Okay? He's right.
What about all the other guys that are new on this team coming to try to do it? He ain't even looking at them. He just shot them down.
No, he's putting them down.
Exactly.
No, I agree.
This is a virus.
But he's speaking the truth.
He is, but you can't. You can't do that and knock these guys down.
This is what he said. We need to do more, and everybody knows it. But the thing is, Devers and Jansen, he spoke out too. Like they were promised that the Red Sox were actually going to make an effort to bring players in there. And they lied to him.
Right.
That's the problem. So what's Devers supposed to say? Like, okay, we finished last 2 years. Oh, well, I got my money. Like, he spoke out. I mean, it gets tiresome. You know what it's like to go to the ballpark every night and you have no chance to win.
Exactly.
It wears on you. I don't care who you are. It's taxing. It's taxing. In a town like Boston, of all cities, like, you're going to finish last again and again and again? Like, that's just, that wears you out.
I get that. I get both sides of the coin. Okay?
But you can't say it.
You got to come in. If Devers wanted to be the leader, look, fellas, we won 10 ball games last year. We got to get over the top of that by 20. I think we can do it with what we got here.
So you want him to lie?
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine being on that team after hearing those comments from my best player.
Right.
Like, he thinks we suck.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we go out and we lose the first 5 ball games. How many fist fights are you going to have in that locker room?
It's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. You cannot do that.
Well, it's you can't take it back either.
It was never there.
You can't take it. You can't take it back. Like when you say something like that, nobody forgets.
Right.
You know what though? There's two ways to look at that. They might just shove it in his face and like F you.
You would think that could come out.
It could work the other way.
Right.
Not likely, but it could.
But how is it you see in the news every day? Jensen, good possibility he's going to Red Sox. Devers, we're thinking about trading him.
Yeah.
It's like, uncle, put it to bed. You're doing nothing.
Right. It's not fair to the players either.
GM for one day. I don't care. Guy was proven innocent. He's probably a headache on the field. But I'm going to take Bauer for 1 year. I can put up with that for 1 year because he's going to be little compared to what you've got going on in that locker room right now. I would take Bauer, pay him $900,000. There's your number one pitcher right there, without a doubt. Cost you $900,000. Cheapest guy on the squad.
Plus, it would take away from all the talk about all the other stuff.
And it might just uplift it a little for $900,000.
They're not going to do anything.
No.
They're just not going to.
Nobody is talking
about. What about the reliever?
Bauer.
The reliever they just signed. He had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah. He might be in a little bit after the All-Star break when we're out of it.
Yeah. He's going to pitch in August. We signed him to 2 years.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's not going to be fun. I think they might have beat Northeastern yesterday, though. We can give them credit.
So,
it's a win.
Did they play them last night?
Played them yesterday, yeah.
I didn't.
Last I heard, it was 7-2. But I don't. They were winning. I don't know. We're gonna get excited.
Boy, I didn't like pitching against them. I pitched against Boston College.
You did?
I think when I was there.
We'll talk about it when we come back. You listen to the buzz. 843-8623.
Bam!
every day.
There's a song we heard of. Okay, so quick. It's freezing cold out there today. Wind's whipping.
Yep.
So men's lacrosse, Dartmouth plays Holy Cross at Dartmouth today.
Oh.
UMass has a game. Barb and Trey and Ann and all the whole crew went down there. They drove down this morning to watch a lacrosse game. Thank God it was at 1 o'clock so I didn't have to make the trip. So let's talk about the weather quick. Then we'll get back to you pitching. So cold today. Then we've got a warm snap coming
in. Yeah, it'll be a little warmer tomorrow. Not that high. Probably around 37, something like that. And then it's just going to start coming in.
So I've got a bet with somebody. You think we're going to get a big storm?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get pounded, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're
going to get one of them March madness.
Would do. Hopefully it's not on one of the days I'm flying. Okay, so you pitch against the college team.
Yep, Boston College.
So how'd that go?
It went well. They're tough, though.
They're good, right?
Oh, yeah.
But then they're into it.
Oh, yeah, they're into it, and you're in a no-win situation when you're out there.
Yeah, you're the Red Sox.
You go out there and punch out 10, well, you ought to, because they're college kids. You go out there and give up 5 runs. Oh, he's terrible.
You couldn't win either way.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Good.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we beat them.
Did you start the game?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
How many innings you go?
It was 2.
That's the first game of the year, right? Yeah. Every year?
First time out. 2.
Was there a lot of people there?
The place was packed, but I think there was like 2,000. You know, we weren't in JetBlue by any means.
You were down in Winter Haven back then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, JetBlue, you can't even get a ticket to go to those games. And when you do, it costs a fortune.
I don't even remember what ticket prices were back in the mid-80s.
$2, $4 to go to one of those games.
Like that.
Yeah. You just go out there and sit in center field.
All around, in the grandstand.
Yeah. It was nothing. Now, I was thinking about that. Like, pro sports, like, we're just talking about all the money. Like,
yeah.
What if we, like, eventually they're going to price the fans out, whether you like it or not. It's going to happen.
It's got to
bottom out. But I was thinking about, you think about everybody listening goes to work. They work their asses off 40 hours a week. Some work 50, 60, 70. You make 80 to 120 grand. You're living your best life. And we've got these fools on TV making $500,000 a basketball game. And they have to, like, I was talking to, so Kazi and those guys had tickets to the Lake. So they said, hey, we had 4 tickets to the Celtics game a couple weeks ago. I go, let me guess, the Lakers. They go, yeah, Lakers. I go, yeah, and LeBron and Davis didn't play. So we were talking about it, like, it's just wrong because Davis and LeBron played the next night down at the Knicks. This load management is terrible. Like, someone saves up all their money. Just say, your kids are little again, right? Your kids are 12 or 14 years old. Christmas time, you give them a Christmas present. We're going down and see LeBron, right? You get in the car, you drive down there. LeBron's in street clothes. Anthony Davis, they're in street clothes. You're like, what? Like, I just spent, like, I don't know, $1,000 for 4 tickets?
Yeah.
And then parking and... You know,
then you got to tell your kids how they're not playing.
Oh, you know what? We're just kidding. They're not playing tonight. And by the way, the Celtics are going to lose by 20. Like, you know, it's just, that's not right. It's not right. They have to, you don't need load management in basketball. Like, it's basketball. You play 82 games a year. You don't rarely play back-to-back once in a while. It's like, come on. And even in baseball, like, I'm listening to Durant's got a sore toe. He's not back yet. Like, who the hell? whoever had any of this stuff? Like, we just played. We played hurt. Not we. You know, Bird, Michael Jordan, they didn't take nights off. There are no nights off. You're making 50 to 60 million. Even the poor guys are only making 20 million a year.
Yeah.
Right? Those poor guys. Like, it's just, it's senseless. The whole thing is senseless. We put so much priority on sports. Here we are on a sports talk show, and I'm saying that, but it doesn't, it's not, if we could just come to our senses as a country and like, okay, let's reduce everything. And I know that doesn't happen in the real world, but it has to happen in this professional sports world, because it's just like, then it's just going to be all rich people going to the games. And what good is that? Like, that's not a great thing for your kids.
So, how many times did they play the Lakers in the Celtics? Like, Celtics go in, they play the Bulls. Then they go play somebody else. They go play
somebody.
Yeah,
road trips. So.
Right. But I guess what I'm saying is, somehow they got to make their schedule. If you're going to play, all right, we go in and play the Lakers, we play them for 2 nights. You want to load management, you don't play in one of the games.
Well, what good does that do?
Well, the coin could be...
Well, put it on the schedule. Load management this against this game.
Right, but what I'm saying is they only play them one night, so you got to pick that ticket. If, like, the Red Sox go in for a four-game series,
yeah,
and all of a sudden now one night somebody don't play.
Yeah, that sucks for the one night that you have the ticket.
Right, that's bad luck.
No, it shouldn't happen.
They only come into the Celtics once.
I know, right.
That's it. You should have to play that night.
You know why they took the load management against the Celtics? Do you know why they did that? Because they thought they were going to lose the game anyways.
Right.
So what's the point? We can rest these guys. We're going to beat the Knicks. We're going to lose to the Celtics. Right, and it backfired, right? Celtics got beat. Didn't backfire for the Lakers. It was a bonus for the Lakers. But that's not – look at – there wouldn't be any of these sports if it weren't for the fans.
Right.
Like, you gotta, it's entertainment. We all know that. Unless you're from Detroit, right? And you cry because you made the playoffs. But other than that, it's just entertainment. It's like going to the theater. It's like going to a concert. It's the same exact thing. Like, you imagine getting tickets to go watch, I don't know, Taylor Swift, right? And you've bought them a year in advance, and you get there, and Taylor couldn't make it tonight. Right, she's tired from last night. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Right? It's wrong, and it can be fixed. They got to put something in their contracts. Like, I don't know, designate the games that the guys aren't going to play. Look at your schedule like we all have to do ahead of time and say, okay, these guys aren't playing. Do the time management thing beforehand if that's what you're going to do. But you can't continue to do it this way. And you know what? We talk about it. We're just wasting our time. Nothing's going to change. Nothing ever changes. Prices go up, and we keep going to the games, and we keep complaining, but we keep going.
Yep. It's the same way with the Red Sox right now. We complain. You know what you needed, and you don't get it.
Yeah, but how does that end? Like, they were
how does it end?
They were coming up with some funny stuff.
Oh yeah,
yesterday.
It ends when we don't go to the game.
Well, that's what they were saying. They'll come up with a chant for John Henry, and they're like, "Wow, we don't really like that idea." Or, like, how does this drought? The only way I see it end if they sell the team. Maybe Theo is in town to buy the team.
Could be.
That would be a good thing. But you know, we say that, they're still making a ton of money.
Oh yeah,
they're making money,
and that's the problem.
Yeah, they're making money. It's a business.
He's a business.
Yes, he is.
Yep. He's a good business.
He gave us 4 titles. He thinks that's enough. Now we can just go through the motions. And, you know, the Patriots are in the same boat. They have almost $100 million to spend this year.
Yeah.
Are they going to spend it? We're going to find out if it was Robert or Bill. And I just want to touch on Bill. Like, he's getting crucified by everybody. Like, are we kidding?
Why are we getting crucified?
We won like 17 division titles. We won 6 Super Bowls. We went to 8 or 9. And we're going to crush Bill Belichick on the way out. Even Robert Kraft is, and some of the former players. Like, you know, they didn't like the Patriot way. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
right.
We should be honoring him, thanking him, and it's over, right? Just like we did with Bird, and just like we did with Havlicek and Yaz. You know, it's in the tail end, things didn't work out. They didn't. He got a little too old. He is set in his ways. That's fine, right? It happens to everybody. It's going to happen to me here shortly, too, down the road. You know, that's just life. But we don't need to be crapping on Bill. I heard this new Brady thing, the dynasty things, like just making Bill look terrible. Like, are you kidding me? First of all, Tom Brady was 199th pick in the draft. Nobody would have played Tom Brady but Bill Belichick, just for the record. And the way he did it, he chose him over Blaisdell. When Blaisdell came back, when Blaisdell had a $100 million contract way back when, and Bill freaking played him, like, no other coach in the world would have ever done that. They wouldn't have. So don't tell me that one was more important than the other. If Bill wasn't around, we wouldn't have even heard of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He'd be back in California selling cars or pounding nails, whatever, like all the other quarterbacks who never got the chance or didn't shine when they had the chance. So I don't agree with all this Bill bashing. Whether you like him or hate him, whatever, you know, the media just kills him because he didn't want to talk to the media. I always thought it was funny listening to him. Matter of fact, he was on every Monday morning. I couldn't listen to him because he made me nervous. No, because they ask him stupid questions. I always wish we could have him on. I'd talk to him about, you know, when he played lacrosse and where he went to high school and where he went to college. Like, not all these dumb questions. Like, they know he's not going to answer them.
Right.
You know? I'd love to get him
like
on.
Like, Bill, do you like fishing?
Oh, I love
fishing.
Right. Yeah. No, why did you go for it on fourth down? We're on the Buffalo. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
All right, listen to the buzz. 843-8623.
Give us a shout. Bam.
$42 trillion, I'm at my game. Yeah. So Cindy just sent me the link to the Hartford fundraiser. If you can't, I put it on my Facebook page. Just go to my Facebook. They only need $1,800. They'll raise that. Christ, everybody gave $5 listening to the show. They'd get it. So it's on the it's on my Facebook page for the fundraiser for Hartford. Marshawn Lynch gets DUI reduced to reckless driving after plea agreement. Vegas fell asleep at the wheel. They found him sleeping on the curb in Vegas. Undrivable 2020 Ford Mustang Shelby GT500 on a side street. Had no front tire on it, and the back tire was badly damaged. And he doesn't get DWI.
How's that happen?
What a country.
Yeah.
What a country. Imagine if that was you over there on West Street.
Wouldn't even have a chance.
Yeah, you'd be in jail.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many stories like that. I actually never bring them up because I know it pisses everybody off, including myself. There's so much of that stuff, like the sexual abuse. Yeah, you know what? It got dismissed, this and that. Like, they cover up everything in the pro sports stuff. It's crazy.
Money.
How about LeBron plays a little bit in the All-Star game and sits out the next regular season game? Keep his streak alive.
What's the streak?
After 20 years, I think. I think it's 20.
20?
I don't even know. You know what? Everybody's on the... right now, everybody's trying to get MVP for Tatum. You know?
I've heard it.
Have you ever...
Heard it.
Isn't it amazing? The best player is the Joker.
Yeah.
He should have won it last year, again, for the three in a row. They gave it to Embiid, who was not even close to being the best player in the league. It's like, they should rename the award to, like, it's your turn.
Right.
It's your turn award. Like, they're not giving it to the best players. Like, they get pissed at someone because he wins it. Like, Curry won it a couple times. Okay, LeBron should have won it like 15 years in a row.
Right.
Right. But they
can't do it.
But they just don't do it. It's because it's the sports. Isn't it the sports writers who voted?
Yeah.
It's like, how do you have people who never played sports voting for Hall of Fame and MVP people? Like, how are we doing that?
It's wrong.
The joke.
We've said this.
Stop Tatum. And Tatum's actually campaigning himself. Did you hear him the other day when the girl asked him who the best player in the NBA is? In his mind, he said himself. Like, who the hell says that? Right? That's like the biggest self-call you could ever make. Like, take your hand off your shoulder. You don't say that. Even if you think it and believe it, that's fine. Right, I never thought I was the worst golfer in any tournament I played. I would never tell anybody. I just wasn't that guy, and I'm not that guy with my kids, and I don't expect my kids to be that way, my own kids and the kids that I coach. But I heard him say that, and I'm like, he must be hungover. Like, what is he saying? Like, I'm the best player in the NBA? The best player in the NBA doesn't score 6 points in any given game.
No.
Multiple times. Like, he said, you know, I could average 30 every, you know, I did last year, but, you know, this, I realized that the team comes first. Really? You just realize that? It's his sixth year. Like, you should always know that. Do what's best for the team. And we don't care if you could score 30. I could score 30 if I shot enough.
Right.
Like, what the hell is that saying? Like, just be quiet and play. And play in the playoffs when it counts. Stop gagging. Right? And I'm going to stick up for him in this defense, because one guy said, Windhorse, he said this week, Tatum won't win the MVP because he stunk 2 years ago in the playoffs. Like, that's another thing you can't say.
Right.
It has nothing to do with it. It's this year. Tatum is a top five player in the NBA. It's what he is.
You think?
I think he's a top five.
Hey, he's close. Yeah.
I've
been saying it for years since he's been in. What makes Tatum an all-star player? And you told me it's the amount of points you average.
He does a lot of everything, though. He plays defense. He runs the floor.
When he wants.
Right. Yeah. We're going to come back to another one, because I heard a guy say yesterday that Jaylen Brown's a Hall of Famer. I almost pulled over the side of the road and fell out of my car. Like, how could you be a Hall of Famer when you were born with two left feet?
Right.
That's not possible.
Right.
All right. We'll come back after the break. We're at the top of the hour. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. 843-8623. Listen to the buzz. Rich Woodrow.
Bam.
Here we come. Hour two. Story were you telling me off the air that stopped you? Yeah, something just happened. You were talking about it, and I said, save it for the radio.
Oh, the dunk contest.
Oh, yeah, here we go. NBA. So I just got to say, I have written down, last week was my best week of the NBA. They didn't play. It was perfect. Okay, so go ahead.
Right.
So I didn't even know the All-Star game was going on because I was gone, but go ahead.
I don't even watch the All-Star game. I like the three-point shooting. Curry went against the best women shooter in college.
Caitlin Clark?
No, the WNBA.
Oh, okay.
She broke the records, and he destroyed her. She had a great round.
She did?
Yeah.
And he crushed her?
And he just come out, and I said that away.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
So who won the three-point contest? The guy for Philly? What's his name? The guy went from Portland to Philly, right?
Yeah.
Cindy, who was it? Sabrina is the girl. Who won the three-point contest? Come on, you watched it.
I know I did, but you also told me something a minute ago and I forgot it.
She says Millard.
No.
That's what she said.
He's won it 2 years.
Oh, Lillard. Damian Lillard. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
But anyway, the dunk contest comes on.
Yep.
All they want is Brown to win this.
Jaylen Brown?
Yeah. He comes in like one of the guys that was sitting there. I'm not sure if he was on the panel, but he dunked it. He brought it way back like this, come in and slammed it.
Yeah.
Okay. He did like 98 right across the board. Oh, my God. You know, this dunk is the easiest dunk you can do.
Right.
Right?
Just a windmill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
And then McCutchen come in. You know who McCutchen
is? No.
He's a white guy that they only give a one day for the NBA. Oh,
he was in it a couple years ago.
He won it last year.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely crushed it. He's only 6 foot tall. So this is Brown windmills it, draws it back, dunks it, right? Gets a 98. This McCutchen comes in 180 underneath the hoop, raises the ball over his head, drops the ball, catches it on his waist, pumps it, and slams it in backwards. 96.
Really?
He let go of the ball.
Matt McClung.
Yeah. And dunks it. 96.
Was everybody going crazy when
everybody
he did it?
Everybody goes, how's he only get a 96? Right? Then they come back.
Let me interrupt you here. So, is any point did Jaylen Brown dribble one off his foot in this contest?
No, not right straight out of bounds.
Okay.
Because he had guys holding the ball and stuff.
Okay. Okay, so what, so what happened? Go
ahead. So, it comes into the last round, right? Jaylen's up first. He brings a guy out sitting in his chair. Okay?
Yeah.
So he jumps over the guy sitting in the chair with the ball up, grabs the ball, slams it.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Okay? And then McCutchen's got to beat him. How do you think he does that? Now, he's only 6 foot tall. How's he do it?
No idea.
He brings out Shaq, 7'2".
Did he really?
Yep. Gives him a big jersey. Shaq puts it on. Shaq holds the ball up over his head. He puts it there. He comes in. And he didn't frog hop him. Put a hand on his back. Goes over. Grabs the ball. Sideways and windmills it.
He jumped over Shaq?
Yep.
You're kidding me.
No. And they come right up. 50s, it's over. We perfect. Can't do this for Jaylen no more.
Perfect score?
Yeah.
Were the guys going crazy?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's the one that puts on the show because he has...
So,
but all he's got is time to dunk.
I know, but is he's not on a team, though,
no.
Is he? Didn't last year he get like a 10-day contract with somebody?
Somebody.
Like Philly?
And put 50s right across the board. Okay? But Jaylen just come in and windmill.
But who else did it? Had to be more than those two.
Yeah, I didn't even know them.
You didn't?
They were just going through the motions. Terrible.
So those two were in the finals?
Yep. And that was the final dunk. Jaylen jumped over a guy sitting down and a 6-footer went over 7-2.
Remember the old days, though, with Jordan and Clyde Drexler and everybody used to be a big deal?
But the difference Dr. J. is no one had come up with these dunks before.
Right. Huh. Amazing.
Now you got to come up with something new.
So you didn't watch the game?
No. No. Not a bit.
Then they score like 400 points
or something. I have no idea.
Why do they even bother? Like, they're not trying.
Right. I think the East won it, didn't they?
I don't know.
I think they did, and the other team had all the names.
Why don't you do what you do in baseball? The winning team gets some benefit. Like in the All-Star game in baseball, remember that they made it so that you get home field advantage in the World Series?
Yeah, so they didn't like it. They took it.
Because you had to try.
Yeah.
Yeah, why East did win, and they scored over 200 points.
They scored over 200. No one playing defense. It's not even a game.
Who?
Like, the East scored over 200 points. They won. Awesome. That must have been fun.
And if you look at the teams on paper, you would say East A, no chance. But let's get back to what we were talking about, because they did talk about that on EEI. I mean, I've been saying it. What makes Tatum an all-star?
He's just a good player.
Right. He's a good player. That's not even what I'm talking
about. No, but he's
what makes him an MVP of this, of the...
Because he can score 30 a night. He's probably averaging 8 rebounds, probably 6 assists, and he's playing in his team's number one in the league.
Right. Joker does that in his sleep.
Listen, you got no argument out of me on him.
How is Tatum an all-star?
Yeah.
Is he an all-star? You put him in with Michael Jordan, the Joker, and all that. Is that what you put him in with?
No. No.
Because he's got to show me, like they were talking about, this guy come up and he said the same thing as what I've been saying. What makes him so good? This guy says, you got to show me that you can take the ball at the end of the game and win it.
And he can't.
And he can't.
No, he cannot.
He don't even want
it. Listen,
the
he
ball.
Doesn't have my vote for MVP. I'm just the messenger.
No, here. I get it. But it looks to me like he don't even want the ball.
This is how I would look at the MVP. If Joker didn't play for Denver the next month, how good would they be?
They wouldn't.
How good would the Celtics be if Tatum didn't play?
They'd get it done.
They would.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Who's more valuable?
Right.
The Joker. That's easy.
Right.
Golden State, take Steph Curry off the team. What are they doing? They're the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's like valuable is valuable to your team.
Right.
That's all it is. It's not, right? And if you're more valuable to your team than the next guy, then you're more valuable. Maybe change the wording on the award. I think it's like goes back to everyone gets a trophy.
Yeah.
Like it's your turn to win the MVP because the Joker won it too. I mean, I just got a text. The Joker, and I knew it happened. He's the fourth guy in NBA history to have a triple-double against every team in the league. Right? Is that a big deal? I mean, they could get triple-doubles every night if they wanted to. Guys, nobody's Michael Westbrook, like selfish. He averaged one. So that tells you, and his teams have never won anything. He's never been on a winning team that won anything. The Joker, last night again, it's not like he's just barely doing it. He had 31 points, 15 rebounds, 14 assists. He does it every single night.
But what I say about the Joker is, you watch that game, and you don't even realize that he's getting a triple-double.
Right.
Because he's just one of them guys. And then you look at the box score, you go, really?
You guys Google an interview with Larry Bird. I came up in my feed yesterday. I don't know why it did, but Larry Bird's talking about the Joker, like right now.
Yeah.
He's just saying, unbelievable. He said he's just unbelievable. He does it all. Like, he's just the best. Like, that's coming from Bird. So let's get back to Tatum, because you hit a good spot there. So let's go, let's just say the five or six best players that we know. We'll go Bird, Magic, Jordan. Who else we got? I'm just trying to think who is better than...
I mean...
Bird, Magic, Jordan, LeBron,
yeah.
Kobe,
yeah.
Shaq.
Yeah.
Tatum's not better than any of them guys.
No.
Not even close.
No.
Kareem.
No.
Right? We could go on and on and on.
Is Tatum better than Pippen? Because I put them sort of in this...
Well, the problem is Jaylen Brown's Pippen.
Right. Is he better? I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
You don't think Tatum's better than Pippen? I don't know about that.
Well...
They play two Tatum different roles.
Right. Tatum's the Michael.
Right.
And Brown is Pippen.
And neither one is neither.
Right.
Right. They're 0 for 2. Right.
Yeah.
We
and
are
you,
trying
you
to
argue whether Pippen would have been as good if Michael wasn't taking some of the pressure off him too, and he was getting more coverage.
Yeah, you could. But I mean,
but you also got to realize with these guys when you're talking about comparing them. Now, you're comparing the older guys, you know, Jordan and Magic.
I'm comparing the greats who did it every single night.
Right. But they got
Isaiah Thomas.
They got hammered around.
Yes.
They got put out the door.
Yeah.
You can't even look at these guys, so it should be easier.
Right. I agree. You can't touch anybody in any sport.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's true.
You know, they used to come up and drill you in baseball.
I mean, I hit a sore spot with this subject. I just don't. But I don't see Tatum. I don't see it. I don't see the MVP-ness. I really don't. But we get to watch him every night, and we get frustrated with it. Even though we have the best record in the league, it's like, come on.
Now, you got two guys making $50 million a year. Comes down to crunch time. You got a time to win the ball game, okay? You come out of the huddle. You fiddle, you diddle, you give Tatum the ball, and he puts a Faye Dunaway up and don't even touch iron.
Yeah.
Okay? It might happen. But Brown's sitting on the bench. How many greats are sitting on the bench at crunch time?
Yeah, so that brings me to my thing. So they said that Jaylen Brown's going to be a Hall of Famer. I do not see that.
How?
I don't know. I don't know how.
How many times Magic and Jordan and all these guys go to the basket and hit it off their knee and out of bounds? They do that once
in maybe game. Once in their life.
Once a game.
Once a game. He doesn't.
That's what Brown does.
More than once a game. It's like every other possession. He gets in, if he gets two guys around him,
it's over.
He must be like claustrophobic or something. He gets two guys around him. It's like, and he's not smart enough to pass the ball. That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
You get a double team. We all get rid of the ball. Here comes the second guy. Bang! Pass it to the next guy. He don't do it. He has to look down on the floor to make sure the ball's coming back up. All right, we'll get on to something else after the break. You listen to the ball. You can chime in, 843-8623.
Bam!
All right, back at it. We got a parade turned bad out there in KC.
What's going to happen now with parades?
You know, I saw the mayor said that. Like, you know, it's just crazy. Like, a couple people can just change things for everybody. I can't see not having the parade. What was it? Two guys were looking at each other. One guy was staring at another guy.
I have no idea.
Something. He didn't like it. Pulled out a gun. There were a couple heroes in that. And through that, though, they tackled him, chased him down, and tackled him. There's some good videos on that. A little too late. The one lady got killed, which is horrible. And like 20 plus got shot. Like, just crazy. At a Super Bowl parade. Just unthinkable, really.
And it's going to change everything now.
Yeah, but what do you change? Don't win the Super Bowl? Like, what are you going to change? Go to the stadium and have a party at the stadium?
Something like that. So they can check.
Yeah, so you have security. Yeah, there you go. And then you're going to have a million people outside the stadium crashing the gates.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they go about it.
Crackdown on gangs?
There'd be another way to make money. Sell tickets to the stadium. Parade goes to the stadium.
Yep.
You get to see your heroes.
Get the vendors.
Jumbotron's outside. Yeah.
Beer sales.
But you do have security inside the place.
Yep.
Yep. Maybe. There you go. Just made Jerry Jones some more money after they win the Super Bowl again next year.
yes, sir.
Hideki Matsuyama. Shoot 62 on Sunday at Riviera for the big win. $4 million. Will Zalatoris, back surgery in April, finishes second for one. So both those guys have been fighting back problems. 2 years for Matsuyama. He's been said it's been tough on him mentally. You know what? His back hurts him. Just ginger. And they both they got through it. Amazing stories. Big win. That's the most tournaments a Japanese player's ever won. You think he topped KJ Choi, who had 8. He has 9. Keegan missed the cut by 1 last week. Shot a buck 44. Augusta Langton's number 2, the par 5, by 10 yards. What the hell?
What is that?
That's 10 steps. Why would you even tell anybody that?
Right.
I don't get it. Well, they must.
That don't bother you.
They must have moved it off to the side or something. So they have to. I don't know. I don't know why that. I don't know. It was the easiest hole last year, and it's been the second easiest hole over the years after the 15th hole, the par 5. I thought about calling Olin Brown Jr. to get him on today, but I didn't want to put him on the spot. So they had a pre-qualifier for the Honda Classic this past week in Florida, and Charlie Woods played, Tiger's kid. And Olin Brown Jr. got paired with him for the round.
Really?
Tiger's kid shot 86, 15 over par. Little Brownie shot 72. I'd love to. I know that he stuck up for him, and because there was some stuff on social media, like he was protecting him, Little Brownie was. I almost texted him, but I'm just like, he's probably getting bombed by Tiger Woods' kid's stories, so I didn't do it. But, yeah, so Little Charlie went out and shot a little 86 out there.
How old are they? Are they the same age?
Oh, Charlie's 15. Little Brownie's probably 35.
Oh.
Yeah. He's the one who qualified for the U.S. Open last year.
Yeah.
Brownie's kid. Yeah, so Charlie's not going to be on tour anytime soon, in case anybody's wondering. I know people are talking about it. Matthew Slater shuts it down after 16 seasons, 10 Pro Bowls, 5th-round draft pick in 2008 out of UCLA, played 239 games, second in team history behind Brady. 25 postseason games he's played in ninth all time. 13 straight years a captain for the Patriots. Hall of Famer?
Of course he is.
He is. And you know what? Those guys don't get into the Hall of Fame, guys like him, special teams guys, but he's got to be. Doesn't he?
So there's just another spot we got to fill up.
We don't have that much to fill up. All we need is an offensive line, a quarterback, a wide receiver, a kicker.
Yeah. You know what we need? We need an offense. This is how it's going to go down, and you tell me no way. We need to get some receivers, and we don't just need anybody. We need some receivers that are going to take double teams away to open some people up.
Yeah.
We need a line, and then Jones is going to throw it to him.
No, I figured it out today coming to work. I haven't heard anybody say this. Coming to the radio show. You trade Mac Jones and the 34th pick in the draft for Justin Fields. Chicago's taking a quarterback. Mac Jones could be the backup for the Bears. Justin Fields comes to us. We take Marvin Harrison. Now we've killed two birds with one stone. We're going to be terrible again next year. Next year you draft a quarterback. And we have $100 million to spend on free agency. Right. So we can shore up the line. We can get some people on the line.
So if you're going to do that the way they're looking at it, we do it with Mac Jones.
No.
It's just a bridge quarterback.
No, stop it. We're not doing it with Mac Jones.
You're just throwing a quarterback in there to buy a year. So why do I want to get rid of things?
Yeah, but he's he has potential. He can pass and run. Like, he killed the Patriots last year.
Yeah.
He's just in the wrong spot. Guys end up in the wrong spot. I'm not saying he's a great quarterback. I'm not saying that. But he is compared to Mac Jones. Mac Jones is damaged goods. He is not going to play good in that uniform. He's not going to play good in the Patriots. You can't
confidence.
Go into a stadium when everybody's been booing you for 2 years.
Yeah.
And hollering, Zappy, Zappy. Like, that's not going to work.
Maybe we trade Mac Jones and put Zappy out.
No. We already did that. We're not doing that.
Listen to us talking about trading Mac Jones. Who wants Mac Jones?
Somebody for a backup. He's intelligent. He'll catch on quick.
Yeah. Yeah. He's caught on.
I mean, you don't have a backup to, like, think he's going to be playing. You have a backup for an emergency plan. He'd be a good one, just not in New England.
So you say that, and then we get a quarterback the next year. What do you think, in the draft?
We might not need one next year, though.
Maybe not.
I'm just saying, like, he's been in the league. He's average.
Yeah.
We haven't had average since, Cam Newton,
yeah.
Zappy, and freaking Mac Jones. Like, come on. If we get Justin Fields, he's not going to be there, and we get the receiver, then that's a good start.
Yeah.
You don't like that idea?
Yeah.
It's such a good idea, it'll never happen. Because I came up with it. I don't see any...
You need that bridge quarterback.
Right. You can't bring in a good young quarterback in here with nothing around him. We just did that.
You ruin him.
Yeah, we just did that.
Yeah.
We just did it to one guy.
Yeah.
And that's not Bill's fault. Like, it's Bill's fault for the personnel he had, not for his coaching. He had nothing around. The receivers, like, they had nothing. He had no protection.
I put it in, it's Bill's fault that they did not have a line.
I agree. Because he doesn't like to retain good players.
Right.
Yeah, go see what you can get on the market. Okay, see you later, Bill. He's done that to so many guys. Yeah, I agree. So what are you doing in the draft? I just told you what I'd do. What are you doing?
I'd get Harrison with that third pick. And then you need that bridge quarterback like you're talking about. Whoever it might be. I think they're going to ride Mac Jones for one more year.
There is
until
no
he needs a
friggin' way. There is no way. People would not go to the stadium if Mac Jones is the quarterback.
We'll find out.
No, we're not going to find out. He's not going to be the quarterback. Stop it. Someone call me and save me here. 843-8622.
How come that hasn't even been on the books or mentioned? Yeah.
What?
About Mac Jones leaving. They just going to wait? They going to get a quarterback and put him in with these two?
They're going to trade him. They're going to trade him for an eighth round draft pick. There's only seven rounds. He's so bad. So,
oh, it's going to be fun to see which way they go with him.
Okay, went to the movies this week. Bargain Tuesday, apparently. The whole crew.
Who?
Barb, Ginny, Anna, yeah. Trey. We got the whole row in the nice movie theater.
What are we seeing?
We are seeing Anyone But You. Pretty good movie, but when we come back after the break, it was one of the coolest things. It was cool to me, probably not everybody else in the theater. We'll come back after the break. Anyone But You is the movie. New movie, just came out. Cute.
Bam!
I mean, I wouldn't go line up for it, but... Wow, I'm rolling. 50 trill.
He's hot.
Yep. Well, back, Betty. Okay, so we went to the movie Anything But You. There is a song they play in the movie Unwritten. I am unwritten. And they play it twice in the movie. At the end of the movie, they play it. It's like when it comes to the chorus. And
yeah.
We're singing it. My family's singing it in the theater. The movie ends, I turn around, everybody's looking at us laughing. We were just belting it out.
What was the movie about? Was it a Western?
No. It's nothing you would like. It's like a couple that's in love, but it's trials and tribulations. Kind of, they hated each other. Then it was...
So what drew you to this movie?
My wife said we're going to the movies.
Oh, and that was the best one you had?
That was the one they picked out. All the kids wanted to go, so I went. Then we came home, watched The Internship, which is a good movie as well. Put that on your list. That's a funny movie. So anyways, anyone but you, and sing. Oh, I had a Richie moment this week. Here we go again. CCBA.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Working out.
So you chose that one.
What?
You didn't go over.
No, but I might graduate in May. I might leave. I might go uptown here to the rich people's place in May. We'll see. I'm trying to push myself over the edge. So, work out.
Yep.
After work, go in the sauna. Get talking to some guys, meet some new guys and whatever. Get in the shower. And my eyes burning like hell, and I'm like, I keep rinsing it off, but it still feels like there's soap on there. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So anyways, I put my towel on, go and shave, get in front of the mirror. My head's full of shampoo. I never rinse my head. I wonder why my eye's burning, right? The shampoo's running right down my face, right into my eyes. I get in there. I look like a commercial. Yeah. I get all the suds up in my hair, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm all dried off, right? Now I shave with the shampoo in my hair and go back in, take another shower. Oh, my God. It is hell to get old.
It's brutal.
Amazing. It's just, it's one thing after another. It's one thing after another.
Oh, yeah.
I tweak my knee, too. I've been really pushing myself to the limit, but that's okay. A couple white claws will cure that injury. What else we got? So we got a lot of good sports going on here. Now, we're in the playoffs in high school. Like I say, Hartford plays. I believe they play Monday in the semis against North Country up at Barry. Might be 8:30 at night, maybe. I think so. That's a big game for Hartford. They could get to the final. It looks like they're on a crash course with Montpelier, who's won it the last couple of years.
Whatever.
That would be amazing. Good for them. Like, think about that. 95 years since a high school basketball championship, and you're right on the cusp of it. Those kids, and they have to know it.
Oh, of course they do.
Right?
Pushing them.
Wouldn't that be something? That would be so good. They're crushing it over there in Hartford. I know I keep saying that. They're good in everything. It's stunning. Kearsarge girls today in the finals, 5 o'clock at Keene State. Another big game. Kearsarge, the 4 seed, plays Hopkinton. They lost to Hopkinton one game 44-40, so they do have a chance. And so that's all going on. And then playoffs start now from here. It'll be the next 2 or 3 weeks. Playoffs will be running in the Valley. I'm sure the Valley News will have the schedule. Probably not the scores, but they'll have the schedule. What's up next for me? I'm going to flying into Augusta, Georgia on Saturday, playing in Aiken. Beautiful golf course, Palmetto Club. Beautiful course. Like, that's where the members at Augusta play when during the Masters. They go to Palmetto and play.
Do you play the course?
I'm not playing. No. You know what? I used to play. I used to bring my clubs. There's not any room anymore to travel. Like, we used to drive to most of the tournaments.
Yeah.
You know, so we had our own rig. It's hard to travel. We could barely get all the kids in there now, honestly, with the stuff. We got pull carts, and you got just extra stuff that we never had. And yeah, it's hard. So that would be a course that I would love to play. I know some coaches do bring their clubs and play.
What about having a set there? I mean, you must know somebody.
Anyone? I do, but if I was, like, could actually play golf.
At least you could blame it on something.
No, believe me, I can't even play with my own clubs. That's probably another reason why. I am bringing my clubs on spring trip. I'm going to play on spring trip. So I won't be here next weekend. Then I'll be here the following weekend, and then I'm gone. It's over. Like, I'm going away for like 12 days on spring trip to Orlando. We're playing in East Carolina in the middle of it. Then I come home, we go to West Palm, then I come home, we go to Princeton, then I come home, we go to New York, then I come home, we go to Jersey for the Ivies, and it's over. So it happens quick, but it sounds like a lot. And then I'll be back, and I'll be here for May and June, and camp season starts, and it's a big circle. You know how it works. What's happening with the fishing? So is ice terrible?
Ice has been fine on Sunapee, you know. That's where I've been kind of hanging, just to put up with the winter. Basically going down, getting a few lakers, haven't got anything big, just buying time till it's tuna season.
Right around the corner. Spring's on its way. It was nice yesterday.
Yeah, I got to believe that, you know, this coming week will probably be the biggest week of sapping.
It's time. Running. Kazi had it last night. He had it on. He's got all his. Yeah. He's got it. It was running yesterday.
Well, of course it was. Yeah. It was pretty warm yesterday. Yeah. After that storm rolled around, boom.
Yeah.
It was taking off. But this week coming is going to be cool nights and hot days.
All right. The sap will be running.
Yeah.
Maple syrup. Here we come. Cliffy, get ready. So, remember we were talking about the union.
Yeah.
Right? It was our last show was here. So, the NHL, the Washington Capitals, and the Washington Wizards, they're trying to move to North Virginia. But the unions are creating hurdles in the $2 billion construction. Labor leaders back-traded on negotiations that have been carried out for over months. The governor says unreasonable demands from the union leaders will not derail this project. So it sounds like they're going to get it, but
it's going to be a little tough.
It's going to take a while. Can you build something like that without union workers?
I have no idea. Of course you can.
I don't know. I think that'd be like, that would be a terrible, they'd be striking and...
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a scene. So that's what's going on with the Washington teams. They want to move to Virginia. Why would they move out of D.C.? I don't know. Maybe they found a better spot. Transfer students. Athletes transfer. This is crazy. Now we talk about the transfer portal and stuff we've been talking about.
Yeah.
More students transfer in college who don't play sports.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read up on that this week. I couldn't believe that. Congress is trying to get involved and get student athletes to transfer less. Why would Congress get involved with that?
I have no idea.
The only thing I would say for kids transferring, and I agree with this.
If you're not playing sports, it's better their education.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But the athletes are leaving for sports.
Right.
But the thing is, and in all fairness to the kids, if I was a kid and I went to Dartmouth to play golf for you, and you were a big part of why I went to Dartmouth, I can leave at any time as a coach. You can leave any time as a coach. But the kid's stuck there. Now he gets the new coach, and the new coach doesn't like him. He's not playing.
Right.
That is the main reason to transfer for the kids' well-being, quite honestly. But now it's turned into, it's more about money than playing time, in my mind, right? So now that's why there's so many transfers. Now they throw in the money. And, you know, like coaches, a lot of coaches change this year in college, so you saw that. Like, I think Washington, their coach left after they had that great season.
Yeah.
I think they lost everybody. All the kids left, right? Isn't that something that happened?
Yeah. So let me ask you, because I don't know much about this. I just heard a little bit. But there's something up in the air about these kids getting the money thing before they pick a school.
The NIL. So Florida State got in trouble for that, right?
Yeah.
But everybody was doing it. So I had this conversation with someone up at work. And we actually were laughing about it. So they made Florida the scapegoat. So if, let's just say you're playing football at Alabama.
Yeah.
And you transfer to Georgia. It doesn't work where you transfer into Georgia and then they tell you how much money they're going to give you.
Right.
You're going to know how much money you're going to get before you go to Georgia. And that's what Florida State's being penalized for. Everybody's doing it.
Right.
Everybody's doing it. I'm not going to like, if I had a basketball, I got it down to North Carolina, Duke, and Kansas. Right? If you're that good, who's giving me the best offer?
Right.
Who is giving me the best offer? You don't, like, decide that you're going to Kansas and then you figure out the monies. That's not, I don't believe that's happening. I don't, in my heart.
Behind doors it is.
Yes, it is. It is. And they're.
But they're trying to make that legal now.
Well, everybody's complaining because what Florida State's getting penalized for, everybody else is doing it.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Why are we turning college into this money bracket now?
We're turning into money because the kids get sick of the schools making billions of dollars on their play. That's why. They want to get rewarded for what they're doing. You know, it started out as meal money.
Yeah.
Now it's turned into hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Why? This ain't it, is it? I'll ask you after the break.
Okay. Write it down so you can remember it.
I remember.
All right, grab that pen. All right, listen to the buzz, Rich and Woodrow.
Bam.
Here we go. Home stretch. Not a lot of calls today. 843-8623. Congratulations, Stevens High Bowling Team. What are we going to ask me?
Now, whatever happened to the rule you can't go straight across the board without missing a year?
Yeah, I know. That's gone. You don't have to sit out anymore.
So that's their first mistake.
Well, that used to penalize the kids. Yeah.
If you want to go straight across the board, you're going to have to sit out a year.
I think that went away with just the coaches leaving all the time. Like, just wasn't fair. I really think that was part of it.
But don't you think right now that would be a good rule?
Well, if they had that rule, kids wouldn't be leaving.
Right.
Yeah.
But they can't go, oh, he's going to give me more money, I'm going over there, without missing a year.
Right. Yeah. No, it's true. But, you know, with the COVID and stuff, a guy playing this year in football is like seventh or eighth year in college. Literally.
Yeah.
It's like his seventh year in college. Everybody got that COVID year, then you got a red shirt, and then you got this. It's crazy. There's your 3-point contest right there.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's the winner.
And so what else we got? So we got some cold weather today, nice weather the next couple weeks, and then we'll get that big storm in March, and then we'll be golfing.
Yeah.
Golfing, fishing, hiking. What a horrible winter we've had for the ski areas.
Well, I don't know. I mean, ski areas have had the snow. They've been going.
Whaleback?
Yeah, they've been going. They make it.
They must have made a lot of freaking snow. I'd say that. So we got Dartmouth games today. Basketball's home against Princeton. You got lacrosse is home, I believe, at noon. I think Princeton's got a pretty good men's team. If you want to watch some good basketball, I'm pretty sure Princeton's coming to town.
Where are we sitting in the Ivy League with them?
Last place.
Oh, the basketball team
now? Yeah. Yeah. Both guys and girls are in last place. They both won one Ivy League game. I think there's four remaining. Yeah, they're not going to get in the four-team playoff, either team. Hockey's playing good. Hockey's playing some good hockey. They won again last night. Men's hockey is good. If you get a chance to go to a home game here in the next week or two, they're a good team. And they're going to get way better, too. Like Reed Cashman, the coach, new coach, came in. He's doing a hell of a job up there. He's winning early in his career. So that tells you that he's getting a lot of good recruits. And so that's something to look for. I know baseball started up. Softball's starting up. we're starting up. So all the spring sports are kicking it in. It looks like that ski team's finishing second every carnival, so you know they're going to be up there for the national championship coming up here pretty soon as well. So there are some good things to be going on up there at Dartmouth. Of course, you got Buddy Ball. They're going to name the football field after Buddy Ball here in a couple weeks. That'll be very emotional for everybody. He was something else. He was so special to so many. Well-deserved award for Buddy Ball. And I'm not going to be there again, which is just a bummer. But that's just, you can't go to everything.
I hear you.
You know, you really can't, you know. So are you going to miss coaching? Are you missing coaching baseball? I've never asked you that because you didn't coach last summer.
We always sink back a little bit, but as far as missing it so bad, no, I was done.
It was time.
Yeah.
We know as coaches, don't we?
Yeah.
All right, don't worry about the horses being blind. Oh, we got to thank the sponsors. Quick, hang on, Tobin. Jake's Market, Kidder's Automotive, Upper Valley Stoves, Wilson Tire, Richards Electric, Marsh Brothers, HP Roofing, Martin's Mechanical, Wilson Tire, Smith Auctioneers, JS Auto Body, Bubba's, Field & Sons, Paint & Place Signs, Barton's Concrete, Hilton Garden Inn, Lundy's Lawn Care, Allen's Vending. Got them all.
Over.